and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning. Need all the children to come up here with me. Can't do this by myself. Yeah, let's go ahead. You're going to have a part. Easter. Christmas. Okay, find a seat once you have your part, and I'll tell you when it's time. And I'm going to get down here. Yeah. Need another one over here. For those of you that haven't met, our newest Godly Play teacher, Hillary Klein, has joined us this year, and she's helping me this morning. Does everybody have a part? Great. I'm going to get out front. This morning, our story is the circle of the church year. And it's a story that we usually tell at the beginning of Godly Play in the fall, but it's a story that can be told anytime. And since we're beginning the newest season of the church year, we're kind of in the middle of it right now, Advent, we thought it would be good to tell it today. So this is a story about time. What is time? Time. Well, there's all kinds of time. There's time to get up in the morning, and there's time to go to bed. There's time to go to school, and there's time to come home. There's time to go to work, and there's time to play. But what does time look like? Some people think time is like a line. But I wonder what that would look like. What do I have right here? Time in a line. This is the beginning. It's just brand new. It's just being born, but look, it's getting older. I wonder if it has an end. The part that was brand new is now getting older. Will it have an end? There's the end of it. In the beginning, the part that was brand new is now old. And the ending is like a beginning. Do you know what the church did? They took an ending that is like a beginning and a beginning that's like an ending and tied them together so that we'd always know for every beginning there is an ending, and for every ending, there is a beginning. So in the church, we start with the three great times. Christmas, can you hold up the Christmas card? Easter, and who's got the red card? That's Pentecost, and that is hot. I don't know how Emmy can even hold it. It's so hot. And the time for getting ready for the mystery of Christmas is Advent. I need 1, 2, 3, 4 purple cards to hold yourselves up. And the rest of the purples stay down. It'll be your turn in just a second. It takes 4 weeks to get ready for the mystery of Christmas. Okay, you can sit down. Now I need the other purple cards. There should be 6 of you. Stand up with your purple cards. It takes, go ahead, Molly, stand up. You've got 2 purple cards? We should have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Do you have 2 purples? It takes 6 weeks to get ready for the mystery of Easter, that's an even greater mystery than the mystery of Christmas, so it takes longer. Now, Easter is such a great mystery. It goes on for 6 more Sundays. White cards, all of you stand up. Easter becomes a whole season. And Easter is the time, the Easter season is the time we get ready for the mystery of Emmy Pentecost. We still don't know how she can hold it. It's so hot. Easter, thank you. You can sit down. Now let's see if we can build the church year again. This is the circle of the church year that we use in our classroom. It's like our calendar. Now when we tell the story, we have a small wooden set, but this is our big set. Here are the 3 great times: Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost. And it takes 1, 2, 3, 4 Sundays to get ready for the mystery of Christmas. The color of Advent is purple. Purple is a serious color. Something serious is about to happen. A king is going to be born. The mystery of Christmas takes Easter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Sundays to get ready for the mystery of Easter. The mystery of Easter is an even greater mystery than the mystery of Christmas. A king was coming, but not the kind of king people thought was coming. And something serious is going to happen to that king. Then Jesus died on a cross, and that was sad. But people kept meeting him. And during that time, people met Jesus in a new way. And something amazing happened. The apostles came together, and they were in a room, and the Spirit of the Holy Spirit came down upon them, and they felt alive like they'd never felt before. Their tongues felt like they were on fire. And that's why the color of Pentecost is red, because it's like the feeling of fire. Next are green and grow. Who's our green and growing? All the green and growing can wave. Between Christmas and Lent, there can only be 9. So there's 9 green and growing Sundays between Christmas and Lent. And then all the rest of the green, do you know what all these Sundays after Pentecost are called? The Sundays after Pentecost. And this is the time of year, it's summer, and you're probably finishing up school, and the days are getting long, and you can play outside longer, and you might be going on vacation, or you might go to camp. And then, as the days start to get a little shorter, you might be going back to school, you might have a new teacher, and the year goes on, and school is not so new again, and you're used to all those new things and the new teacher. And the days start getting a little shorter, and when you think the light is about to go out, we begin Advent again. For every beginning, there is an ending, and for every ending, there is a beginning. Everything we have is right here. It's everything we need. Now I wonder, what is your favorite color of the colors that we see? Green. Green is your favorite? All of them? Purple?
I like purple.
I wonder where you see these colors in the church. Where do you see these colors in the church? Julia? Yeah, the candles. Anywhere else, Bryn?
On the windows.
Yeah, on the windows. Behind, right, on the dressings, on the lectern. I wonder who takes care of these colors during the year. Sue Meadows here today? Mrs. Meadows in the back takes care of the colors here at our church. Some of you may have met her this spring, and she keeps them all very carefully in a very careful place each and every season. I wonder...
Behind you, there's some green.
There's some green behind me, absolutely. Well, I thank you all. You can return your papers back to me, and you can go find...